Sunday, 22nd of July, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Greenberg, Bais Rishon and Sheni, one long Chorban.
Beshus. Just about 1.5 days, 2 days away from Tisha B'Av. Just talk around a little bit, in the short time you have, a little bit the inyonim of Chorban Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, to try and understand a little bit the slightly deeper understanding of what went on and what the Chorban's all about and why there's such a level of Avelus up until today, even today, the same level of Avelus as always was. The Dua Amtomet, some of that we'll speak about is well known, but hopefully Ein Beis HaMedrash V'Lo Chiddush, and we'll all come out with something new. The Gemara in Yuma in Daf Tes on the base, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Ma'achorav, why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Devarim Shehoyaboy. There was three Averis which took place in the time of Mikdash Rishon. Avei Dezorah V'Gilareis Shrichas Domin. And the Gemara brings Pesukim which prove each one that Klal Yisrael were over at the time of Bais Rishon, all the three Averis Chamuros, Avei Dezorah, Shrichas Domin, and Gilareis. Later on in the Gemara says, Lefichach, since the cause of Chorban Bais Rishon was three Avei Dezorah, Shrichas Domin, and Gilareis, Lefichach, Hebi Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gimel Gezeris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought three Gezeris Keneged Gimel Averis HaBiyadon, which correspond to the three Averis which they were over. What's the three Gezeris? Shenem Alachem Miglalchem Siyein Sodeh Seichoreish. It's a Pasuk in Nechemia, it's a Pasuk in Micho, Lachem Miglalchem Siyein Sodeh Seichoreish. Because of you Averis, Siyein Sodeh Seichoreish will become a plowed field. Siyein will become a plowed field. Yerushalayim Iyin Siyeh. Yerushalayim will be Iyin is, and Mepharshim explains, a pile of rubble, a pile of bricks. Yerushalayim Iyin Siyeh. The Harabayis Labomis Yah. And Harabayis will be like a cut down forest. So there's three, Gezeris here. There's Siyoin Sodeh Sechoris, that's Siyoin. Then you have Yerushalayim Iyin Siyeh. The Harabayis Labomis Yah. So the Gemara says, because you were over three Averis, three Averis Chamurus, connected that to correspond with those three Averis, you have three Gezeris, three Chorbanos, Siyoin, Harabayis, and Yerushalayim. The Gemara says when it comes to Bais Sheni, the things are slightly different. Aber Mikdash Sheni, Shaya Iskin B'Teir, the Mitzvahs of Gemilas Chassadim. Mikdash Sheni, they were Isaac in Teir, the Mitzvahs of Gemilas Chassadim, Allah Elach Eden. Mipnei Ma'achorav, so why was the base of Mikdash destroyed? Mipnei Shoyis by Sinat Chinom. Because there was one thing, Sinat Chinom. And here we don't find anywhere in the Gemara, anywhere at all, there was three Gezeris. There's only one Gezeris. The same destruction that took place in Bais Rishon, the Chayyot took place in Bais Sheni. But yet there, it's considered three, in Bais Rishon is considered three Gezeris, Yerushalayim, Tzir, and Yerushalayim, Harabayis, and in Bais Sheni, where the Chet was only one, was Sinas Chinam, so too the Chorban, though in the physical sense the Chorban was exactly the same, but the Chorban is considered one Gezer because there was only one Chet. So let's try and understand a little bit what Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, what the difference is. Why was Bais Rishon Nachar because of Gimel Averis Chamuros, Bais Sheni because Sinas Chinam? Why in Bais Rishon do we have three Chorbanos, in Bais Sheni the Chorban is only one? To understand a little bit what's going on, one has to understand a little bit what the difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni was. What's the difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni? And the Gemara says in Bav Basra, right at the beginning of Bav Basra in Dav Gimel, Gadol Yeh, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Gadol Yeh Kvoid Bais HaZeh HaAchr Min HaRishon. The Bais HaAchr in the second Bais HaMikdash, Rashi learns this is referring to the second Bais HaMikdash, Tam Rishonim explained the Gemara is referring to the third Bais HaMikdash, but Rashi says he's talking about the second Bais HaMikdash, Gadol Yeh Kvoid Bais HaZeh HaAchr Min HaRishon. The second Beis HaMikdash, the covet of the second Beis HaMikdash will be greater than that of the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, how can that be? It says, what's it referring to? In what way is Bais Acher and Gogol mi Bais Rishon? So Rabbi Shmuel, Barmelo, Rabbi Yechimer, Beloza, Chad Oma beBinyan, Chad Oma beShonim. One says in Binyan, the Bais Acher was slightly higher, was 10 Amos higher than Bais Rishon. It was physically a greater building, a bigger building. Chad Oma beShonim. And one says, it was 20 years, it remained standing for 20 years longer than the Bais Rishon. And that, says the Gemara, is Gadol Yeh Kvoid Bais HaAchr Min HaRishon. The fact that it was physically bigger, 10 Amos, or it stood 20 years longer, that gives it this extra edge, this Gadol Yeh Kvoid HaBais HaZeh. Now understandably, to have a physical larger house is no advantage. Somebody who has a big palace has no great advantage over me, who have a little tiny little house. That's not an advantage. If the Gemara says God will here cover the bais achan minarishon, is the understanding of the Gemara is that there's something special, there's something ruchnius here about the bais sheni which wasn't there in bais rishon. So much so that the pasuk could say God will here cover bais achan minarishon. The bais achan was covered. But it's a pattern. The Gemara is very difficult to understand because you do have the Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Yuma. So there was five things in bais rishon which weren't in bais sheni. The pasuk in Chagi, when it discusses the rebuilding of the second Beit Hamikdash, in Chagi it says as follows: the Eretzaboy, the Ikovdo, the Eretzaboy. Chagi tells him, go and cut wood and go and build the Beit Hamikdash. The Eretzaboy, and I will want this. That's what I want. I want this Beit Hamikdash. The Ikovdo boy, and I will be honored with it. Now the word the Ikovdo is spelled Aleph Chaf Beis Dalet without the final hay. So the Gemara says Vekarinon Ve'ikavda. It's spelled without the hay, but it's read Ve'ikavda with the hay. What? Why? My Shnada Mechusa Hay. Why is it missing a hay? Why is it written without the hay at the end of the word? Says the Gemara Elo Chamisha Dvarim is quoted in Rashi on Chagai over there. Elo Chamisha Dvarim Shahayu Bei Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. There was five things in Mikdash Rishon which didn't apply, didn't have in Mikdash Sheni. What were the five things? The Elohein Orim Kapayres Kruvim. That's one. Orin Kaparis Akrubim is one. Eish, there was no Eish on the Mizbeach. Shechina, Ruach HaKedesh, Orin Matumim. Five levels of Ruchnius. Five things which show that the level of Ruchnius in the first Beis Hamikdash was far superior than that of the second Beis Hamikdash. The first Beis Hamikdash had the Orin Kaparis Akrubim. Second Beis Hamikdash didn't have the Orin Kaparis Akrubim. The first Beis Hamikdash had the Eish on the Mizbeach, the constant Eish. The Eish which was on Ma'alim and Ateva. That wasn't there.
No,
didn't the base of Mizbeach never went out in the first Beis Hamikdash. Shechina, they had Shechina in the first Beis Hamikdash. Shechina, second Beis Hamikdash had no Shechina. Ruach HaKodesh, Urim Utumim, all these tremendously great Madrigas were in the first Beis Hamikdash, they weren't there in the second Beis Hamikdash. Yet the Gemara in Bar Bashi is still happy to say, Gadol Yeh Bai Zeh Ha'achim Min Arishim, there is something greater about the second Beis Hamikdash than the first Beis Hamikdash. And what's greater? Because it's physically bigger. It was 10 amos bigger, or it stood, which is again a physical thing, it stood for 20 years longer than the first Beis Hamikdash. What Gadol, why does that give the second Beis Hamikdash an edge that the Pasuk can refer to it as Gadol Yeh Bai Zeh Ha'achim Min Arishim? Let's sidetrack a little bit.
10 years longer.
Was it 10 years, Rashi? Well, could be right. You're right, 10 years, sorry. Let's sidetrack a little bit and just a little historic background to what went on at the time of Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, based on the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Ovis. If you look at the first Mishnah in Ovis, the Mishnah tells us that Moshe Kibul Kari Misinai or Masara Li Yeshua. There was a Masira, there was a handing over from Moshe to Yeshua. And Yeshua lives Canaan there, it doesn't say any Masira, it's Canaan the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im Masruha Le Anshe Knesset HaGdela. And then there was another Masira from the Nevi'im back to the Anshe Knesset HaGdela. And then the Mishnah tells us, Haim Omro Shleisha Dvarim. Now, it's interesting to know that up until the point of Anshe Knesset HaGdela, there's never a Haim Omru. The first time we ever find in Chazal a Haim Omru, that somebody actually said something from themselves, Haim Omru, that they themselves said something in Torah, only starts with Anshe Knesset HaGdela. And they're the first ones who said, they gave a piece of advice, Haim Omru Shleish Adivarim, Avim Sunim Medin, Vahamidah Talmidim Haba, Vahasus Yav B'Torah. So let's understand why, when it comes to Moshe to Yeshua, it says it was a Masira, Umasrua, then between Yeshua, Canaan, and Nevi'im, it doesn't say the word Masrua. Then again, from Nevi'im to Anshe Knesset HaGdela, again we have a Masrua. And then the Anshe Knesset HaGdela, the first ones that Haim Omru, they themselves said something from their own selves. Haim Omru, they said it. They didn't quote, they didn't repeat, they didn't mention anything from their Rebbes, from the day before. Haim Omru, they're Machadish. The first time that anybody was Machadish, and it was said in their name, was the Anshe Knesset HaGdela. This first mission in Ovis, Haim Omru Shleish Adivarim. Anshe Knesset HaGdela called Anshe, they called Anoshim. Up until that point, nobody was called Anoshim. There was Nevi'im, there was Canaan. All words which imply Chochmah. Canaan is Eshkan Chochmah, Nevi'im is Nitz Hussain, speaking to you. Anshe, we come to the Anshe Knesset HaGdela, we come down now to a new level of what we call normal people. Anshe Knesset HaGdela, normal people. And the reason why Anshe Knesset Agdela Ku Anshe Knesset Agdela. And there was a Masura from the Nevi'im to Anshe Knesset Agdela. And there was a Masura from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, is because the stage before to the stage after was completely different. Moshe Rabbeinu was the source of all Torah. Everything that we have, every word of Torah that we have came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was the Dag of Aspaklari Meir. He was on a tremendous high Madriga. Nobody else in Klal Yisrael besides Moshe Rabbeinu ever reached that Madriga. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was the Nevuah of Hoyo Moshe Be'er HaTorah Hazayit. He was the Nevuah of the fifth Sefer in Chumashim, was the Sefer Dvarim. The Mishnah Torah, that was the level of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the other Nevi'im had to go further. They had to have Sefer Nevi'im, they had to have Torah Shebal Peh, they had to have an extra additional explanation to what went on, to what the understanding behind the Torah Shebiksav is. Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Torah was the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he passed it on to Yeshua, he was giving a Torah that Torah was never going to remain the same. He was going down in Madrega, it was a different type of Torah, it was a Torah that needed more explanation, it needed all the Sefer Nevi'im, it was a Masura le Yeshua. Chazal tell us Moshe Rabbeinu is kechamo, Yeshua is kelevono. The chamo and levono are completely two. You can't compare them. They're two separate things. The sun is a source. The levono is not a source. It's just a reflection. So from the Moshe to Yeshua, there's a masrua. However, from Yeshua to the Canaan to the Nevi'im, it was all one same Torah. Up until the point of end of Bais Rishon, Klal Yisrael worked together with Nevuah. The whole of Klal Yisrael, everything around Klal Yisrael was with Nevuah. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, same Gemara, that towards the end of Bais Rishon, Ve'yitzakeu el Hashem, the Pasuk in Nechemiah, Ve'yitzakeu el Hashem, they cried out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they couldn't cope with the Yitzhara b'Avodah Zarah. It was too much. They davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enough, we can't cope with it. So the Anshe Knesset Agdela davened, and the Gemara gives a whole story there. How they fasted 3 days, and a note fell out from Shemayim, a Yotza Piskam in Shemayim, a little note fell down from Shemayim with the word Emes on it, and that's the Makari. The Gemara says, Chesh Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, and Rashi explains that the note was implying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was agreeing that what you're doing is right. Now's the time to get rid of the Yitzhara b'Avodah Zarah. And eventually it was given to them, and the Gemara says the whole story how they got rid of it. They put it into a lead tube so it couldn't come out, and it was bottled, the Yitzhara b'Avodah Zarah. But at the same time as bottled, the Yitzhara b'Avodah Zarah bottled on the Nevuah. The Gemara says in Babasa, Mamiyem Shachar v'Samigdash, it was Nitl on Nevuah mi Yisrael, v'notn l'chachomim. There was no Nevuah. Nevuah was taken away from Klal Yisrael. Nevuah stopped at the end of Bais Rishon, and since Nevuah stopped, so too Avodah Zarah stopped. Nevuah means, what is Nevuah? Nevuah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you directly the message that he wants you to hear. There's nothing of yourself there. Everything that you hear, everything that you know, comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah is a gedda, it's bichlal the parasha of Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav is the word, direct wording of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't always understand what the Torah wants. Therefore we need a Torah Shebichtav, which explains the Torah Shebichtav. The Gemara says in... The Gemara says that if more in the Dorm, if it wouldn't have been for the Chatorim of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would have sufficed with Chamisha Chum Shetayr and Sefer Yeshua. Chamisha Chum Shetayr and Sefer Yeshua. What do you mean Klal Yisrael would have sufficed with Chamisha Chum Shetayr and Sefer Yeshua? It wouldn't have needed the whole of Teshuvah Peh. Wouldn't have needed Teshuvah Peh. Where's all our Teshuvah? Now the Teshuvah is Pashas. The reason why we need Teshuvah Peh is because we're on the lower Madrega. Had we been on the Madrega without any Chatorim, that would have been on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, then we would have seen everything that we now know from Teshu Bapeh, we would have seen clearly, it would have been clear, it would have been a direct command, a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have seen it clearly in the words of Teshu Biksav. The Chamisha Chum Sheteir would have told us everything that we need to know, how to shake a lulav, how to build a sukkah, what tefillin look like, it's all clearly written in Teshu Biksav. The reason why we can't see it is because we're not on that Madrega. We're not on the Madrega to receive the message directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebichtav is a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us exactly what to do. There's nothing there, there's no room there, there's no room for maneuver, nothing for our own input. Everything is given directly over from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bais Rishon, up until the end of Bais Rishon, Yeshua is the Kenim, Nevi'im, Yeshua is Yeshua was the Levono, the reflection of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kenim is Zeshek Kona Chochmo. Nevi'im is Nishtha Fasayim. These are all Madregas, these are all levels which are above the physical goof. They are Madregas of levels of Torah, of Chochma, levels of Seichel. They are way above the physical goal. They are Kalim which received. They were Kalim. They were people who received the Torah directly and everything they needed to know directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the level of Nevuah. Nevuah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you directly everything that you need to know. There's no room for your own input. Yes, a person has to be In this passage, the Gashmir, there's a whole seder how you will acquire the level of Nebuah. You have to remove yourself from the physical world. You have to elevate yourself till you can become a Kaili, till you can actually receive the Nebuah. But the Torah and the message that you are receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. It's clear. Very clear. It's very clear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants you to say, what he wants you to know, and that's how you knew it. And that was the whole seder Torah right the way through till the end of the Nevi'im. Mishiyon Shachar Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara in Balbasa, Mishiyon Shachar Beis HaMikdash, is Nitla Nevu'a Miyisrael V'nosnu L'Chachomim. There was a change. There was Nevi'im Masrua L'Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. There was a complete change in Seyda Hishtalshvus HaTayah, how Tayah came down from day to day. It went through a dramatic change. Once Nevu'a was bottled, there's no clarity anymore. There's no clear vision. There's no clear message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Here, the method of Torah has to change. It becomes Torah Shabbat Peh. It becomes what the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were the beginning of what we call Torah Shabbat Peh. There was no clear indication of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We had to work it all out for ourselves. We had to work it out completely and utterly ourselves. We had to put ourselves and break ourselves, use our physical self to understand Torah. It became part of us. Up until the point of Nevuah, you removed the physical self from you, and then you received the message directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once Nevuah stopped, we couldn't connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way anymore. There was no Nevuah. So what did we have to do? We have to turn our own selves, using our own physical self, and turn that into Kedusha, into Kedusha. Use a guf, use a physical guf, and turn that into Torah, into Avodah, into understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that started with the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were Anoshim. Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, they were normal men. They never had the Dag of Nevuah. They never reached that level of Nevuah because Nevuah was bottled. Nevuah was bottled with the end of the Bayis Rishon. But what? They were Anoshim who understood that now's the time where you've got to use the Anshe, you've got to use the very person, the very guf, and turn that very guf into Ruchnis, into Torah, and that's the only way you're going to climb back and receive the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitchilo nikra Teyas Hashem Va'ach kach nikra Teyas. The Gemara says in Kedushin, originally it was Teyas Hashem, the Tey was Teyas Hashem, and only afterwards it became Teyas. That's the level. When it became Teyas, that's the level of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Up until the point of Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, it was Teyas Hashem, it was all Nevi'us. It was all Nevi'us. Everything was directly given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was very little input from your own. There was never a Heim Omru, because it wasn't you. It was all direct, clear messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Heim Omru started only with Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, when Nevuah was bottled, there was no more Nevuah anymore, they had to put their own input into it. Their own input, that's Heim Omru. Heim Omru, Shleish Shadvarim, have Masunim Bedin, Amidah Tamidim Haba, Vasus Yad B'Teyah. The whole state of learning Teyah had to change. We needed rules, we needed regulations, we needed to understand how to approach a Teyah with our own physical selves, a Teyah where the Gilui, where the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there anymore. Then you needed rules, have Masunim Bedin, you need patience, work it through slowly, because the physical guf doesn't want to. The physical guf is a barrier, you're not going to know the answer immediately. Up until the time of Nevuah, as soon as you reached the level of Nevuah, you knew your answer straight away. There was no Masunim Bedin. Amidah Tamidim Haba, there was no level of Amidah Tamidim Haba. There was no Masari and Teyah in the same way as it was today. Because you taught your Tamidim how to be Nevi'im, and then they received the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu direct. They learned their Teyah direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly in them. Once that changed, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, it all changed. You need the Masunim Bedin, Tamidim Haba, we need the Siyagim HaTeyah. And that was the message that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were giving over. Times have changed. We are now Anoshim, we are Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, we are now Heim Omer. It's a different level of Teyah. And just as it was in Teyah, in the Seyda HaDvarim of Teyah, the same thing was in the whole Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bayis Rishon was the first place in Mikvash had these five things that the Bayis Sheni never had. All these five things are based around Shekhinah. Oren, Kaporis, Kruvim, Eish, Shekhinah, Ruch HaKadosh, Ur Matumim, they were all Shekhinah. The Bayis Rishon was a Bayis which was Mali V'Gadosh, the clarity of vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, he's dwelling there, that's his dwelling place, was so clear. Everybody could see the Shekhinah in Bayis Rishon. The Avodah of Bayis Rishon was that of Teyah Shebikhtav. It was the Avodah of Gilu Shekhinah. It was the Avodah where the Shekhinah is clear, everything was revealed, everything was clear. That was the Avodah of Bayis Rishon. The Yom Shachar of Bayis Rishon was Nitin Lavur, the Shekhinah went, the Shekhinah never returned, not even to Bayis Sheni. We never ever managed to redo and correct the mistakes that we made in the time of Bayis Rishon. But what we did have was we had a Bayis Sheni. A Bayis Sheni was a place without the Shekhinah. It had no Oren, it had no Kaporis, it had no Urim Tumim, no Shekhinah, no Eish. But what it did have, it had the message that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah gave us. We turned the Bayis Rishon using our own physical guf through the Hester without seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We turned our own physical guf, we turned our own physical Beis HaMikdash and turned that into Ruchnius. Using the Hester and turning the Hester into Ruchnius. And that's Godel, yeah, Kvoid Bayis Achim in the Rishon. There was something in Bayis Achim that Bayis Rishon never had. This element of turning our own selves, using the physical, even though the physical seems to be a hester and seems to be a barrier in front of us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn that barrier itself into Ruchnius. That was the Avodah by Sheini. There was no Shechina there, but we still did the Avodah as one should, and we turned all the hester, the lack of Shechina, we turned that into Ruchnius. That Godly year covered by Sacharim and Rishon. The Avodah in a time of hester, an Avodah where the physical is so prevalent, and to use that physical good, the physical base of Migdash, turn that into Ruchnius, that is Godly year covered by Sacharim and Rishon. What was the Godl? It was Godl B'Kaima and Godl B'Shanim, only physical elements. Kaima is the physical height, and Shanim in the amount of years it stood. Time is also something totally physical. Time is a creation. The two physical, the two descriptions of physicality, height and time, we use those and we turn those into Ruchnius. That was the Avodah of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon's Avodah was to connect to the Gilui Shechina, understand the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see it b'chush, you could see it and use that for your Avodah. Bayis Sheni was different. Bayis Sheni there was no Gilui Shechina. We had to take the Hester, the physical Hester and turn that Gufa into Ruchnius. The Seder Olam uses a very interesting lashon when he describes the time when the Nevuah is bottle, and he says, "Atkan Nevi'im Isnavru Mikam Ve'Elach." He says, "Hat Oznecha Ushmad Devei Chachomim." I once had a dig from Adam Godel. He said, "What the lashon? Hat Oznecha Ushmad Devei Chachomim." Hat Oznecha means to turn your ear. Once Nevuah is gone, you have to be a half of Nevuah, you have to bend your ear. The Torah won't enter your ear unless you bend it. You've got to bend yourself towards the Torah, you've got to use your own very self, give up from yourself for the Torah, then the Torah will become yours. Up until that point it was Nevi'im Yisnavu, the Nevi'im who gave Nevuah. You didn't need to bend your ear. When you reached the level of Nevuah, the Torah entered you automatically. There was no Masunim Bedin, it entered you automatically. Once we lost the Dag of Nevuah, you have to be a Hat Oznecha. You have to use your very ear, the very physical person, and use that and bend that towards the Torah, and that's how you enter the world of Ruchnius, by using the physical guf, the physical side of the person. That's how you entered the Avodas Hashem, and that's how you did the Avodas Hashem, using the physical person. Those are the two levels of Kodem, the stage before the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah and the stage from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah on. Bayis Rishon is a bias with those five things that Bayis Sheni never had. That Gilui Shechina, that was the Avodah of Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni never had that Gilui Shechina. There was no Avodah of Gilui Shechina there at all. It wasn't there. But the Avodah was different. The Avodah was, take everything that the physical world has and use that for Avodah. Use a very Hester and turn that very Hester into Avodah Hashem. That was Bayis Sheni. That's Godel, Kovet, Bayis Zeh, Achren, Min HaRishon. If one works through the Shtalshlus, the Seder, how Kedusha, Shechina comes down to this world, you'll always find that everything works in three, in groups of three and one. We say every day in Davening, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Kedusha always works in levels of three. Hashem Tzavokos, Meloi Chol HaOretz Kavodei. You have three levels of Gilui Shechina, and then it comes down, the fourth level is when it lands. It's here in Meloi Chol HaOretz Kavodei, when the world, the land, the world, the physical world is full of the Gilui Kavod Hashchina. Gilui Shechina always works in levels of three. The Mishnah Ovah says Moshe. Moshe was a source of Teyah in Masrur Yeshua, and there's Yeshua, there's the Kenim, Levim. That's again three levels, and then it was given over to Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. That's the fourth level. Hishtalshlus, the levels of Shechina, how they come down level after level, it's always in groups of three and one. On the Kadmonim, the Redim Furshim Rishonim, they spell it out. The four levels work together. They correspond to the four letters in the Osir and in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. They correspond to the three levels of Shechina coming down, and the fourth level, the Hey, is the level of the Mekabel, the level of the Oris, which is Mekabel, the Shechina. Everything in Kedusha always comes down from whichever level it's on down to the next level in groups of three and one. Three and one. Chorban Bayis Rishon was Mole with Shechina. Bayis Rishon had the five things that Bayis Sheni never had. It was Mali Shechina. The Gilui, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very clear. That revelation reveals itself in three parts. These three parts, the Kodesh, 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 these three parts of the Shechina coming down to this world, these three levels, is what Kal Yisrael ruined, Kal Yisrael and Machriv, with the three Averis Chamuras. The three Averis Chamuras are the three Averis where a person is Yehoreg V'al Yavoy. The Maral explains why three Averis Chamuras are Yehoreg V'al Yavoy. The Gemara says, how do we know that all Averis in the Torah you are Yavoy V'al Yehoreg? Because it says V'chai Behen. Everything that was given in the Torah was given to live. So why is another V'chai Behen by the three Averis Chamuras? Let's say V'chai Behen then as well. Shvichazon, the Gemara says the reason why, because my machaz is the domes tom kimahai. Who says that you should live more than the other person? Okay, but a reyes and Abu Dazar doesn't see anywhere why you have to be yehori v'al yavo. Why is there no b'chai ben? Let it be a b'chai ben. There's a b'chai ben in kol atari kula. Why is there no b'chai ben here? Says the Maral, because these three things are the complete opposite. They are complete anti to everything that Ruchni stands for. They are tumah. They are complete and pure tumah, and they are the complete opposite to ruchnius. Whenever there's avodah zarah, shvichas dam and gilai roes, there's no room for ruchnius at all. The chai ben means to live, but to live a life which is not spiritual is not living at all. That's misa. That's misa itself. Gilai roes, avodah zarah, shvichas dam, are the complete opposite to ruchnius. There's no chai ben, because if you would allow to continue in with avodah zarah, with shvichas dam, with gilai roes, you're not going to live anyway. So therefore, those three are yehorik val yavoy. When it came to bais rishon and tanish lo over these three things, these three opposites to the three levels of kedusha that came down to Bais Rishon, that were revealed in Bais Rishon, there had to be. They had no choice. Like Hashem had to create a chulin. There had to be a chulin Bais Rishon, and that's why the Gemara says there was three gezeiros connected the three averiyos, because those three averiyos were the opposites of the three levels of hishtalshus of kedusha. The kedusha comes down in three levels. Those three levels, we have machne shchina, machne levia, and machne yisrael. Those three levels had to all have a chum. All those three connections, all those three levels had to be nechrap, because Klal Yisrael had destroyed all three. And the Gemara says that the three gezeiros were Tzion, which is a machne shchina, had to be destroyed. Har Habayis, which is machne levia, had to be destroyed. And Yerushalayim, which is machne Yisrael, also had to be destroyed. There was three chorbanos. Physically, it was the same chorban as Bais Sheni, but what really took place here was three chorbanos. The chorban of the three connections between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina coming down to this world, those three levels of Gili of Shechina, those three were all destroyed. Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, and Machne Yisrael. When it came to Bais Sheni, there was no Shechina anyway. The Chet in Bais Sheni wasn't one which removed Shechina from Klal Yisrael. The Shechina wasn't in Klal Yisrael there anyway. The Chet of Bais Sheni was Simas Kinnon. The Avodah of Bais Sheni was to turn the very physical into spiritual. Simas Kinnon is the opposite of Teish of Alper. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Mitchila, even a father and son are learning Torah, and they're arguing about Torah, they hate each other. After you've solved the problem, you've sorted out the sugya, nasim oyavim. At the end, it'll bring to Ava, it'll bring to a total love. Sinas chinam is the opposite. Sinas chinam never comes to love. Sinas chinam is the opposite of Torah about Torah. Because sinas chinam means that Reuven hates Shimon. He doesn't hate Shimon because he doesn't like the look of Shimon. He doesn't hate Shimon because Shimon's got more money. He hates Shimon because he's not Reuven. It's Sinas Chinom. He hates him because he's not me. Sinas Chinom means that I am everything and nobody else is anything. Nobody else has the right to exist. Nobody else has the right to anything besides me. I am everything. I am everything is a complete contradiction to turning yourself to Avodas Hashem. If we have to turn ourselves to Avodas Hashem, it's got to be me turning myself to Avodas Hashem. It's not me. I'm bottle. I'm part of the bigger picture. I'm part of big Klal Yisrael. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I sin as chinam means I hate you because you're not me, that is a complete contradiction to Bais Sheni. If there's sin as chinam, there can be no Bais Sheni, because there's no Hat Oznacha. You're not turning yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're keeping yourself for yourself. That's a complete contradiction to Bais Sheni. And therefore, in Bais Sheni, there was only one Korban. Even the last level, the level of the Oret, the level of the physical world being turned to Avodas Hashem, even that we weren't zeichah to be able to keep through our mistake of Sinas Chinam. And that's the Chorban of Bais Rishon. The Chorban of Bais Sheni was really one long process, a process of removing those four levels, the Kaddish, 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 Mleich, Laris, Kavodai. All that was removed through the Bais Rishon and through the Bais Sheni. There was no Gilas Shechina anymore because of the three Averis Chamorus, and we couldn't be Zeichim into the Bais Sheni because the Sinas Chinam removed the last element, the element where we could turn ourselves into Ruchnias, back into Avodas Hashem, through that the Avodah of Bais Sheni, even that which we didn't allow us to remain with us, through the Sinas Chinam, and the Bais Sheni have to be destroyed. The Kadmonim writes, the Maral writes in Netzach, there's a contradiction in the Maral, but the Maral writes that the three Beis HaBotim, Beis HaMikdash, Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, and Bais Shlishi correspond to the three Ovis. Bais Rishon corresponds to Avram. Avram was Midas HaChesed. Chesed is an outpouring. There's an outpouring of Ruchnius, there's an outpouring of Gilas Chinam, Bais Rishon. But every Chesed has risks. Chesed can go wrong. Chesed can be, as the Torah calls, Zmus is also called a chesed. To give a chesed in the wrong place just brings destruction. So Bais Rishon, eventually we didn't look after it properly, Bais Rishon was destroyed. Bais Sheni is connected Yitzchak, Yitzchak is Pachad, is Yira. Yira is a wonderful thing, but if it's misused, again, it brings destruction. Eventually Bais Sheni has to be destroyed. Bais Shlishi, says Marad, is connected Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Titein Emes Liyakov. Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Emes is Aleph. Aleph is the first letter in the alphabet. Aleph refers to the Alufi Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the letter Aleph is made up of a Vav in the middle with two Yuds. If you add the numerical value of the two Yuds and the Vav, you get to 26, which is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph is Alufi Shalom. Aleph Mem is the central letter of the alphabet, and the Sof is the final letter of the alphabet. The Sof is shaped in the form of two legs, as like a person who's well down on, with his feet on the ground. The top refers to the lowest level, the Olam Hazeh. The Aleph refers to the Alufi Shel Olam. Titin Emes Liakir, that's when we join together the Aleph through the middle, to the top. We have a complete connection. That's when Be'ez Hashem Yisroch will be able to climb back up. How do we climb back up? It's Titin Emes Liakir. Yaakov Avinu is Teir. Yaakov Avinu was the Ish Tom Yeshiv Eolim. It's through the Teir we can rebuild, we can reclimb, we can turn that Sinas Chinom back into using the physical, the Hat Osnachol, Shema Devi Chachom, we can climb back through the Hat Osnachol, turn ourselves back into Torah, through the Torah, back up, all the way up, till we get back to the three Giluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the level of Aleph, to the level of Aluf HaShalayim, where we'll be Zeif with the Ba'ashlishim Es HaShem, from here be Yameinu, Amen.